Welcome back to Navigating Performance Management, your compass to HR success, the podcast from Appraised. And I'm Rowley Walter. I'm the founder of Appraised, which is the employee performance management platform. Appraised is designed to help managers and employees get the very best from each other, getting feedback on how they're doing. And feedback is what we're going to talk about today, but also getting alignment on objectives and clarity on opportunities for personal development and growth. And today, I'm delighted to be joined by Emma King, who is head of people at Costello Medical, who is going to be discussing the importance of feedback within a performance management process. For some context, Costello Medical is a global healthcare agency specializing in medical communications and health economics. Actually, it's kind of an amazing story, the story of Costello Medical, which you might get onto. I don't know, but we'll see. But there are currently 400 employees spread across the UK, US, Singapore, and China. Emma is head of people at Costello and has been with the business over 8 years in a couple of different roles. Emma, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you doing?
Yeah, really well, thanks. Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
I'm very well indeed, thank you. Yeah. And yeah, Costello really is a kind of incredible story to watch. And you've got an amazing team, and we've been working with you for a number of years. It's been amazing to watch the growth of the company. You've been there for a while. Has it changed a lot?
Yeah. 8 years. That's my 8 year anniversary
Yeah.
back in Feb. And I think, I can't remember the exact headcount when I joined, but I think we were probably maybe about 60 employees. And that
Yeah.
was just across the UK and Singapore. And now, yeah, we'll be hitting 500 employees at the end of this
That's
year.
amazing. Yeah.
And, you know, since I've joined, opened a US and China office. So a lot's changed in terms of, you know, thinking like bigger, we're becoming a bigger company and, you know, having to really think about our sort of HR processes. Recruitment's
Yeah.
a really big focus for us. But then a lot hasn't changed at the same time. I think the sort of culture and the nature and feel of working at the company we've managed to retain, which I think has been a key focus for us. So yeah, it's
Yes.
a really exciting time.
Yeah, it is amazing. And I think the founder, Sophie, right, is she's always been really kind of strong on culture and posts about it on LinkedIn. And actually, I would recommend anyone listening in to follow her, because she writes really interesting things about, like what you just said, you know, how do you maintain that kind of unique culture that attracts talent to come and join your organization and have kind of sense of purpose when they're there, and how you know how you maintain that over that amazing growth globally as well. Is it's really cool. So I'm not surprised that you're still there after 8 years.
Absolutely.
So okay, we're here to talk about feedback, and we know from research and anecdotes that employees want and expect timely feedback. So one stat I've got here is 60% of Gen Z want multiple check-ins from their manager each week. How can managers do this in a way that's constructive rather than critical?
Yeah, I think that's so important. And it's, yeah, really apt because we've been thinking about feedback a lot. And I think we just frame it as a feedback as being something that's just essential to everybody's career development. And we kind of often frame it as, you know, it's not unkind to give constructive feedback. It's actually unkind to withhold it, because I think individuals, they need that clarity. They need that kind of the open and honest conversations from their managers on like exactly how they're doing. And I guess the earlier they receive it, the better, because the sooner they can act on it, right? For this reason, actually, we do have training for new joiners on the importance of feedback, so that from the very like outset, they can see why feedback's important, both in terms of receiving it for themselves, but giving it on others through the 360 feedback process.
Yeah.
So I think we just try to embed it into sort of everyday working life. So I think it's worth like avoiding that trap of saving feedback for a performance review, because then it can feel more critical. Whereas if you just give it live and in the moment, you know, after you've come off of a client call or after you've just finished a project, then it feels more informal. It feels more natural. It feels,
yep.
it's more, you can implement it straight away. And it's kind of then part of like everyday working life, I think. And I think because, you know, having weekly or bi-weekly catch-ups with managers really helps with that, doesn't it? Because then it just becomes a part of everyday kind of conversation. And I think like another thing we try to do is, yeah, make sure managers remember to always give feedback, positive feedback where it's due as well. Clearly you don't want to like dilute messaging or make it less clear if that, you know, there are areas individuals need to improve upon, but equally not forgetting that it's so motivating to also hear where you're doing well. And yeah, I think another thing as well is like reminding colleagues if they are somebody who's like, you know, finds receiving feedback difficult or yeah, struggles to kind of hear it, just reminding them, you know, it's essential for your development, but also like understanding how they like to receive it, because some individuals might prefer to just get that feedback verbally in their catch up. Others might prefer to have an email heads up summarizing it. So getting to know your line report so you can deliver it in a way that lands better for them and doesn't feel quite so critical, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've moved on from the days of the feedback sandwich, right? And the old sort of very formalized process of doing it. So, okay. So is a lot of the training for managers, and do you do it for employees as well on what feedback is and what it's for? You know, how does it work? And when you're training managers, I guess those maybe who are new to their careers or maybe have come from an organization where feedback wasn't so normalized, they've got a bit more of a kind of a bigger step to make. You know, how what do you talk to them about on the on those sessions?
Yeah, it's a really interesting question. So we have at the minute, although we are appraising it, so we're going to be overhauling our performance management processes, but at the minute we have performance reviews twice a year, and as part of that there's always a kind of a feedback session, training session that's op that's the individuals can drop into, which explains the 360 feedback process. So that's, I guess, more for kind of more of our newer joiners in terms of getting to know what it is, how they give it, why it's important. And we really do frame that as it's an important skill for individuals to get comfortable providing feedback, particularly as they, you know, if they're aiming to progress, it's something, you know, you need to do even more of. But one thing that we are doing this year actually is revamping our line manager training sort of resources, where we do want to kind of refresh the training that we give on providing feedback. And we just try to do, it's nothing hugely formal, I wouldn't say, but we just give reminders, I think. So last year we did a kind of mini training discussion in our senior management meeting, where we talked about radical candor, which is obviously the book by Kim Scott, and sort of shared the model and shared how, you know, how we can avoid falling into that kind of ruinous empathy section, which I think is maybe of all of the quadrants, one where we might fall, where we've got really lovely people and, you know, reminding them that you can still be a really lovely person and give constructive feedback. It's not one or the other. So reminding colleagues to be like radically candid. So I think it's yeah, like probably more in, kind of informally intertwined into sort of various trainings that we do. But I actually think so most of our managers have joined us in entry level roles. So we have sort of the more of sort of talent development from within. So actually most of our managers have been in core team, then sort of senior team roles themselves and have progressed. So I think yeah, it's probably we've had less of the kind of challenge of bringing in individuals at senior roles and sort of training them up. But I think you get it pretty quickly. It's quite obvious that it's integral, I think, to the
The way it
culture.
works. Okay, that's great. Okay. So yeah, I am really interested in the radical candor as well, because I know that it obviously it's got a I think on its you know, if you just look at the cover of the book, you might think, oh my God, this is a terrifying American concept that's, you know, coming over here and we're all gonna it's gonna end up like Netflix and you know, there's some kind of bias against that. But actually when you read the book, it's fascinating, and especially about the, you're quite right about the duty, the responsibility you have as a manager to give people constructive feedback and not let it sort of stagnate and let that person kind of carry on doing something that they could do better without telling them, you know, is a real kind of dereliction of duty almost.
Yeah, and we actually went to I'm not sure if you've heard of Best Companies. They're an employee engagement specialist, and they have events, kind of their awards, I think it's every quarter. And we went to one last year, and they one of the kind of key sessions was on giving constructive feedback, and they also referred to radical candor. And it's just so interesting to hear. It was one of the most sort of engaging sessions, I think, because so many people around the room, you could just see they could resonate with managers who like maybe, yeah, just you know, a bit nervous about giving constructive feedback or withhold it because they're thinking, oh, am I being too pernickety or how's it going to land? But I think, you know, everyone in that room, it was a consensus as HR professionals that it's just essential. It's kinder to give it than that person has no doubt about what they need to achieve in order to keep progressing. So it was, yeah, it was a really interesting session.
Yeah, cool. And so did I hear you say that you you've got sort of feedback going on in different forms. You've got the kind of the day-to-day feedback where you're encouraging managers to give feedback in the moment, to not save it up for anything. But you're also doing a slightly more structured 360 as well. And is that something you're thinking about evolving or evolving to or away from?
Yeah, so at the minute we have most feedback kind of throughout the year is kind of given via project managers, line managers in sort of in conversation as part of like everyday projects. But we also kind of formally collect 360 feedback twice a year at the moment via appraised when it's performance review time. So that's really useful. Obviously we encourage feedback to be given real time, but it's useful to kind of for that summary. And at the minute, line managers then kind of interpret that feedback and relay it as part of the performance review process. So, yeah, we have that done through the system. But as part of this project this year, we're also looking at how we can use appraised to have feedback delivered through the system throughout the year, because we're aware that might be really useful if it's not just at performance review season, but we can also use the system to give it at any time. So I think that's something that will likely change. Yeah, I think like we do find it quite one thing that's we have sort of thought about is at the minute feedback all goes via the line manager in the system. But I know if you do it throughout the year, it goes directly to the individual. And I think so far we've done it via the line manager, so they can sort of deliver it in a way that's best received by the individual and can collate the trends. But actually, as we grow, we have to consider I think moving towards the other approach where it goes directly to the individual is worth exploring. So yeah, I think that kind of nicely summarizes my approach.
Yeah, that's right. I think my view on where a system comes in is, obviously you don't need a system just to tell someone that they're doing a great job or to give them some advice. But what I think can really help, where a system can really help, is help you gather all that feedback up that might have been sent over 6 months and then reflect on it. A mid-year conversation, let's say. So that's where having it in a system and maybe doing it verbally as well at the same time can be really helpful because the systems are the things that are really good at gathering everything together. Whereas it's quite easy to get to the end of the year and not remember the feedback that you were giving at the beginning of the year and be able to say, look, thanks to the feedback that you've received here, all written down, I can see that you've really developed these skills from and you've gone from A to B and you should take some pride and comfort from that.
Yeah, I can remember the days like pre-appraised where it was like that manic search through your Outlook trying to find emails. And I think the other thing that's quite nice when it's shared in appraised is that, sometimes you're in a conversation and you receive positive feedback and it's great to hear it verbally, but I think sometimes it doesn't really sink in or you don't really appreciate it until you actually read the summary. Like I think a lot of people, I think for the most part here at Costello, enjoy performance review season, enjoy kind of reading through the write-up afterwards where they can sort of see that summary of feedback, and it can be motivating, can't it? And then at least you can also digest the areas to improve as well.
So I wanted to ask you a little bit about talent strategy and organizational development, the sort of top line things that you might be talking about with your SLT and the obviously you'll be thinking a lot about the growth of the organization, how you manage that growth, how you maintain the culture. I'd love to hear a little bit more about that and particularly where you see the feedback or perhaps the evolution of the performance management process, what role that has as you grow.
Yeah, definitely. There's so many things to cover there. I think from a more like basic level, like fundamentally, I suppose one of our key sort of values and is quality. I think the nature of the sector we work in, scientific, it's very specialized, and we have just exceptionally talented and ambitious colleagues at the company. So for us, one of our key talent strategies at the minute is to focus on being able to provide opportunities for progression, whether that's vertical progression, whether that's horizontal progression, taking on additional responsibilities. We're looking at things like secondments that individuals could do to kind of gain experience in other areas, other companies. So I think the bar is set so high to join a company. We have such fantastic people that quite simply, like I just think feedback is just it's almost the bread and butter, because if you've got ambitious people who are keen to progress, they're kind of hungry for that information, right, on how they're doing on their performance. And I think, giving feedback enables us to deliver high quality work and then in turn, win more projects and grow as a company and increasingly be a leader in our sector. And I also think like one of the other things we always focus on is our sort of value of integrity. And I think one thing that really links to within feedback is that openness and that honesty about like I hope that no one I hope that everybody feels that they understand exactly how they're doing and where they could be going. And I think, yeah, it sort of enables us to continue to kind of offer those opportunities and identify like who those high performers are. And I think I obviously mentioned earlier about that kind of progression of talent from within. So most, I think I can't remember the exact percentage, over 90%, very, very high, our new joiners are in entry-level roles, basically almost all of them. And we have made some fantastic senior hires over recent years, but because of the entry-level recruitment, there is always going to be a focus on, individuals who come straight from school, straight from university, and are really keen to develop their careers. So I think it just, yeah, feedback is just integral to that, isn't it?
Absolutely. And as a bit of an aside, are you a remote working company or hybrid, or is everyone?
Yeah, so we have a policy whereby everybody has to be in the office at least 50% of the time, which we find is a really perfect balance, actually. So we firmly believe in the importance of the office and being together
Especially for these
because
entry-level roles, or people joining
definitely,
straight after university or
yeah,
school.
absolutely. It's that kind of, and it's a, I think it's also just the culture, isn't it? And being able to collaborate, have those like supportive conversations and just observing what other people are doing, like you say, with entry-level roles and training, mentorship elements. So yeah, it works well because yeah, also equally, there are huge benefits as well to home working. So mixed for the most part.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, yeah, because you sort of need that if you're going to have this culture of giving, receiving frequent feedback. Although, and face to face is obviously fantastic, and you can just pass people by in the corridor and say well done on something or whatever it is. But at the same time, having a bit of time away from the office, I think is fantastic. And you can, as a manager, you can also deliver very nuanced feedback in a very kind of safe environment when both people are working from home and they're in their own, living room or whatever it is. And you can just grab somebody immediately over Teams or Slack or whatever it is and just say, hey, can we just talk about this without having to sort of book a meeting room and, do all of that.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah, it links back, doesn't it, to around how each person likes the feedback in that everyone is different. Like some people might prefer it, like when they're in that setting. So it's a good point.
Just thinking back again about the technology, have you put any consideration into the positives and negatives of technology in terms of the feedback giving process? Because we know, it's an emotive thing. People aren't bots where you can just send them some feedback and they'll just alter course. It needs to be delivered with compassion and empathy and thoughtfulness. Have you had any pushback from anyone saying, well, if we start using technology, we're going to lose some of that, but maybe we'll gain something else? Or actually, maybe that's a kind of a false concern.
Yeah, we've not had it. Yeah. I mean, obviously using technology is a huge focus. It's part of our strategy roadmap this year. It's very much around using technology as a people function. And I actually don't think we've had any concerns about it. I think because we use, I guess, Appraise for the collection of the data, but the manager is relaying it to them. So I think there's always that human element. I almost think it's making sure you're not just seeing tech it as a tick box or an end point of like, great, the feedback's
Done.
gone via Appraise, done. It's almost the feedback's gone via Appraise. It's worth having that conversation, but also the manager then following up, I don't know, particularly if it's, particularly constructive feedback, maybe checking in on how it landed, how are they feeling about it, what are they doing with that feedback. So I think so long as you have that conversation around it, that's okay. I think people at the company see technology as a huge help, but I think especially the ones that can remember what it was like pre-appraised when it was emails and notes in OneNote and
Yes.
everything like that. So yeah, I think it's just helped just to identify trends. I think that's the key benefit of having the technology, is being able to get feedback from 10, 15 different people, for example, and being able to pick out what the key themes are. I think that's where it's been a great help for us.
Brilliant. Okay, Emma, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us today. Are you contactable, or are you on LinkedIn? I'm just wondering if anyone wants to kind of follow you and hear more from you about what you do and what you think. What's the best place to find you?
Absolutely. I'm on LinkedIn. So yeah, Emma King,
Okay.
Telemedical, and I can maybe pop my email address in as well. And always, yeah, we're always really keen to connect with other HR professionals, and particularly at the minute, I actually reached out to our account manager at Appraise the other day, because we're focusing on upscaling our processes to how do we performance manage and run performance reviews when we're potentially 1,000 employees, so equally, if there's ever, anyone's happy to share their experience of kind of
Okay.
going from that to that growth phase, that would be amazing. But yeah, happy to be contacted.
That's really kind. And I think a lot of people, might take you up on that offer. So be careful what you wish for, because when we speak to a lot of HR professionals, and especially in smaller companies, they might not have a big team, and this is just one aspect of their role. And hearing from other people like you in organizations that are further along in their growth journey, it can be really, really helpful and reassuring. So thank you very much, and thanks for your time today. That's great.
Thank you very much. It's been great to have a chat. Thank you.
Cool. And thank you to everyone that's been listening in to the podcast so far. We've been receiving some great feedback ourselves, which is good. So we're looking forward to bringing more episodes online. Be sure to listen back to those that we've already released, and subscribe wherever you're listening to ensure you don't miss one in future. Thank you very much.